Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Time to talk Connecticut sports. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Starting off another week, talking high school sports here in Connecticut with Dave Rudin. You can follow him on the website, therudinreport.com. And Dave, what's going on? Boys basketball in full swing, right?
Yeah, we're just past the midway point, and at least at the top of the standings, we're starting to see some form taking hold, especially since last week we had several games involving the top four teams in the standings. Staples right now is still in second place, but they're worth noting first because they're the favorite. And they had a non-league game Saturday against the number one team in the state. It was a big measuring stick for them. And they lost to St. Bernard 63-56, but there are such things, I believe, as a good loss, and the game was really close until the final minutes. Tough place to play. It's a two-hour bus ride all the way up to Uncasville.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it's a long ride. And then they played well. In fact, if they hadn't missed a couple of shots late, might have been able to pull off the win. But they played them close to even, and so I think they proved they can play with anybody in the state right now, and that bodes well for them once we get to the state playoffs. Earlier in the week, they played Fairfield Ward, one of the top four teams, and beat them by 23 points. So I went and looked it up. One of the more remarkable stats so far this season is their average margin of victory is 24 points. So they're not just winning, but they're blowing everybody out.
Yeah, it seems like they're rolling, yeah.
Yeah, they were the preseason favorite, and I still think they're the team to beat, though. Ridgefield is actually in first place, and they're still unbeaten, and they had a really good win on Tuesday night as well. They played Fairfield Ludlow. Both of those teams were undefeated at the time, and Ridgefield came away with a double-digit win, played very well. It was the first game since the first game of the season that they had their entire team healthy and on the court. And it'll be interesting. I think we're counting down the days right now until Staples plays Ridgefield, and that's not until the final game of the regular season. So a lot of us think that's going to be the championship game too. So they could be playing twice in just over a week.
Yeah, sounds like Ridgefield's right in the mix here.
Ridgefield's going to be a different team, too, because now that they do have everybody healthy, they're going to just get better as the season goes on. And I think they'll be a different team by the time they play Staples than they are right now. And then Fairfield Ward and Fairfield Ludlow are part of the top four. And I think right now you've got to put them at 3-4, given the losses I just talked about. And then Ward played Ludlow on Friday night, and Ward came away, I was at that game, with a two-point win, but it was a little bit misleading. Ludlow had 2 3-point shots in the last 30 seconds. So they went on a run in the third quarter. They went up by 12 points, and they had a fairly comfortable lead until the end. So I think it's Staples, Ridgefield, 1-2. I still think Staples is the team to beat, but you definitely have to keep an eye on Ridgefield. They certainly have the pieces that if they beat Staples, it wouldn't be shocking. And then I think Ward and Ludlow are 3-4 right now. Ludlow plays Staples tomorrow night, so we'll get one more look to see how they do against the top team.
Yeah, it sounds like they'll have their work cut out for them for that. Now, we know the teams that are right at the top there, but what about like the middle to bottom part of the league? Who's going to be vying for those positions? Dave Rudin from therudinreport.com joins us every Monday to talk high school sports. Now, Dave, we were talking earlier about Staples High School in Westport and Fairfield and Ridgefield. They seem to be the teams to beat. But what about the rest of the seeds? You know, what are the other teams that could maybe give them a run as the season goes on?
The most interesting part is going to be seeds 5 through 8 because everybody is beating everybody. And you have right now 7 teams that are either 5-4 or 4-5. And I have absolutely no idea. If you ask me to pick who's the 5th best team in the league or who will be the 5th best team, I have no idea.
Yeah, to see how it's all going to shake out. Are there any big games coming up this week?
It's going to get a little bit interesting. Well, first you have Staples Ludlow tomorrow. I don't think Ludlow is going to be able to match up with them. They just don't have the offensive punch right now. They're a little bit of a slump. But we'll see. That game will be interesting to see is if even if they don't win, how competitive they are. And then it's going to be a lot of interesting games with these teams that I talked about that are in the 5 through 8 spot. A lot of them are going to be playing each other. Greenwich plays Stanford on Tuesday and tomorrow. That's a big game. And then seeing what happens there, Greenwich has to go up to Ridgefield and Stanford has to go to Ludlow. So those are just two of the teams that are in the mix. New Canaan, very much in there. Brian McMahon, Bridgeport Central. It's going to be it's a logjam, and I'd be surprised if one team goes on a long winning streak. I just think they're going to keep beating each other, and we're going to be last game of the year. We're going to be looking at Staples and Ridgefield with one eye. And I bet you we're going to have 3 or 4 games that are going to be important on final night as well to see who's going to get the final seeds.
Nice. Good. It keeps it a little competitive. I like it in that in the outside of the 1 and 2 spot. That's good.
Yeah, it certainly makes it fun and keeps the whole conference interesting. And then it's sort of we talked about it in the preview. There are not a lot of great teams there, but the interest is in the parity in that they're all pretty equal as we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
And nobody has really emerged. Stanford looked like it would have been based on personnel, maybe the 5th seed or the 5th best team, but they lost to West Hill, a little bit of a surprising upset. And then Trumbull started the week. I would have said they were number 5, and then they lost twice this past week.
All right. So we'll see. Yeah, it'll be exciting to watch the next few weeks, see how it plays out. Dave Rudin, therudinreport.com. You can read all his stuff there and listen to the podcast. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thanks, Kevin. Always appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Talk to you next week.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.